Today's Shiur, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, is Simin Shin Tes Vav. We are up to Sif Yud. As we saw in Sif Ches, there's a machlokes among the Rishonim as to whether putting up an Oel whose roof is narrower than a Tefach is entirely mutter. The Shulchan Aruch basically established, like the opinion of the Rishonim, that held it is Aser Midrabanan. Those are the opinions of Rabbi Hanano, the Rif, the Rambam, as opposed to Rashi and the Rosh. Now, our Sif actually deals with a closely related case in the Gemara, which is a garment that is draped in order to form a tent under which one can sleep while sheltered. The Gemara states that draping the garment is aser midrabanan unless it has strings. And what's going on here? So Rashi in the Rush cannot explain that case as where the garment forms a roof that is narrower than a tefach, since according to Rashi and the Rush, it is totally mutter, even without the strings. So they explain, rather, the cases where the garment forms a roof that is at least a tefach wide. The strings make it entirely permitted to open on Shabbos. The Rabbi Hananel and the Rif, however, maintain that the roof formed by the garment is narrower than a tefach, and normally aser, but the strings here make it entirely permitted. The Shulchan Aruch here, once again, goes with the Rambam on this, and it's not totally clear which of these two approaches he follows. The Mishnah Berurah is going to clarify that it is the one given, as we said, by the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rif, namely that, once again, that the roof formed by the garment is narrower than a tefach, normally aser midrabanan, and the strings somehow is going to make it entirely mutter, entirely permitted. The Gemara refers to this garment as a talis kfula, a talis kfula. Now, the Rif, who holds that the garment forms a roof that is narrower than a tefach, the term really is better translated as a doubled over garment. It is positioned so that its center sits atop a narrower pole that spans two opposite walls, and its sides drape down to the floor. This is, check out the Chazon Ish, explains it this way. Let's see now the Shulchan Aruch. Yud. Talis kfula, shahaya aleha chutin shahaysa tluya bahem me'erev Shabbos. A draped garment that has attached strings with which it is hanging in its draped state. Mutter luntaisa, right, again, this is from before Shabbos, it is hanging in this draped state. Me'erev Shabbos. Mutter luntaisa u'mutter lefarka. It can be unfurled and it can be dismantled. Meaning you can pull it out with the drawstrings, and it can even be totally, as we'll see, taken apart and taken down. Wow. And he says, v'chein haparochas, the same applies to a curtain. Let's see. Here we go. Talis kfula. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. Draped garment, shenoisna al hamoit, hanosun b'nei shnei kesalim, which is placed over a pole. Again, our introduction will help us here. B'nei shnei kesalim is positioned between, right, it was placed over a pole that is positioned between two walls. U'shnei roshei hakefel mishulashin u'magiyan la'aretz. Two sides of the fold drape, right, of the fold drape down and reach the floor, right? Two sides of the fold, it drapes down and reaches the floor. The nichnas bein shnei tzoseha the yashen mipnei hachama. So one goes in between its two edges. A person goes in between its two edges to sleep in order to be sheltered from the sun. V'haya asa la'sais came b'shabbos the nikri ol arai. It would be asa for a person to make this tent on Shabbos, because it's considered a temporary Oel, and it would be Pater Aval Usser. Kimavuar Besif Hey, Uval Loimar. Shulchan Aruch here teaches that if Kishahaisa Talos Mikupalas Munachas Alamot Mer Shabbos, Hayabah Chutin Tluyin Shayonan Poshmas Osea, he has a big Siddish. if when the garment was folded up and sitting on the pole before Shabbos, it had strings hanging from it, by which it is spread out to its end, muter lepashta b'Shabbos al kol orech hamot. It can be extended on Shabbos along the entire length of the pole. Now, what's the reason? The hatam, the kaven da'yidei achutin kal lemasha behen. The reason is that since these strings make it easy to spread out the garment, havi ki'ilu ha'isa ha'talis prusa mikvar tefach me'er Shabbos. It's as if the garment was already spread out one tefach from before Shabbos, even though it wasn't spread out a tefach from before Shabbos. That's the chap here. Havi rak mosif ala oel arayu shri, and one is merely supplementing an existing temporary olo, which is permitted, as we saw in Sif Beis, Kedomah Lava Sif Beis. That's the whole chap here. That these drawstrings, even though there was not a olel tefach that you are extending, it is viewed that way because of the drawstrings, right? Again, it's all scrunched up, and you could then move it in and move it out, and then go under it and utilize the space under it, no problem. The Chassam Magen Avram, the Ma'iri She'achar Pisasa Lo Yah Begaga Mamala Rocha Tefach. Magen Avram, however, comes and says that the case here is that after the garment is spread, the roof at its peak will not have a tefach, will not be a tefach wide. Oh, he's adding a very important insight here. It's not going to be a tefach wide. Begam Lo Pachad Shal Shamachu Lagaga Rocha Tefach, and it's also not going to have within three tefachim, a width of a tefach, right? You can't have a width of a tefach within three tefachim of the roof, of the peak. Why? The Iyesh Barochav Tefach, Havila, like we saw in the previous sif, it's going to be an Ohel Kavua, the Lo Mahani Achutin. The Chutin only help if you have a Ohel Arai, but you can't go ahead and have an Ohel Kavua here. So you wouldn't be able to expand it, you wouldn't be able to take it apart. Now talking about taking it apart, when again, when there is no gag of a tefach, because he says any ol to which bona does not apply, soser does not apply to it either. So the Shavat Sion here spells out that one can dismantle it completely and cast it to the ground. Again, this is it's big to do, and he's basically saying a temporary ol that may be set up on Shabbos because it has strings bound to it from before Shabbos, Chazal imposed no Isser at all, completely dismantling it. The Chazon Ish in Nun Beis Zion, or Chaim, stresses, however, that this applies only if one extended the Hollel on Shabbos itself. An Hollel that was put up and extended before Shabbos for sure cannot be dismantled at all, even if one tefach of it is left in place. He basically holds that if this were not the case, then one wouldn't be allowed to dismantle any temporary oil on Shabbos. And this is certainly not true. Ayin Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Aleph. It's Dafka. In this scenario, in this case of where a temporary oil is set up on Shabbos because it has strings bound to it for Shabbos, that's where Chazal imposed no Isser against completely dismantling it. To fully understand it, as we say in Yom Yilat, Iyun Shir. We continue now, we continue on, Sif Katan Lamed Tes, V'chein HaParoiches. Kol B'zeh. This includes Gam Vilon Shalafnei HaPesach. This includes a curtain hung in front of a doorway. Ayim Magen Avram, and he says, check out the Magen Avram. Dahai V'chein Lav Dafkehu. Magen Avram says, the same is really not precise. Why? The shari b'zeh afal pi shelo haya alei achutin. Because when it comes to the curtain, it could be hung even if it had no strings, because v'yuat yishum de'ein ohel ela asu ke'ein gag. Because as we said before, because the isser of ohel is limited to something made in the manner of a roof. V'hinei l'fi ma shehevi baal migdol oz b'shem Rebbeinu Chananel. However, the one who wrote the Migdal Oz, when he writes, he cites B'Shem Rebbeinu Chananel, B'Cheinu B'Feresh Rebbeinu Chananel, and so too, in fact, appears in Rebbeinu Chananel. He says, She Yatza Mikarov L'Or, which was recently published, Fascinating. Normally, Rishonim quote Rabbeinu Chananel, and no written copy of it was available for a long time until it was discovered in manuscript form and published shortly before the printing of the Mishnah Berurah. Fascinating. The Vilna Shas, right, which has the Rabbeinu Chananel on its margin, was first printed in 1881. You should just know those facts. So he says, a curtain must also, according to this opinion, have strings bound to it from before Shabbos with which it can be hung. So therefore, based on this, Yoser Tov Lomar, it's better than to say that according to the Rambam, who is the Baal Halach Hazu, Nami Sphere like Rabbeinu Chananel, holds also like Rabbeinu Chananel. So therefore, Vasi Shaper Milas V'chein Kipshuto. Therefore, you can explain the words V'chein Mamish Kipshuto, if you go with this reading. Fascinating. V'chein Luchach Mebe'er Agra. This is what we see from the Be'er Agra. Here, too, he explains the Rambam, Du Mefarish Kain. He also explains the Rambam this way. Fascinating issue. Whether or not this requires drawstrings on a curtain. He goes, Ach l'dina ein nafkamina b'zeh. Comes the Mishnah Berurah in the end, he says, Halacha l'maisa, there's no real nafkamina. Why? The muchach mei Torah shar poskim, the mutal l'tleis b'chol gavni. It's clear from the Torah and other poskim that it is totally permitted to hang a curtain under any circumstances, no matter what. So do from the Ramah earlier. El Sif Aleph in the Ramah. The Kavish Lo Nasis Lahatir Ein Shum Iser Allah, because since this is very important, a curtain is not made to permit, meaning it's not a mechitza hamateres to create a new halachic domain, like if it was used for just to distinguish, to create a shus hayachid or for a third wall of a sukkah. Ain't shum iser Allah. It's not going to be any iser against hanging it. The Magen Avram writes the mechitza asuya lahatir, but if you're dealing with a mechitza materes, shapasik haShulchan Aruch leel b'sif aleph the aslas of the Shabbos, about which the Shulchan Aruch, if you remember in Sif Aleph, said you're not allowed to put up a mechitza materes on Shabbos. So then he says, who afilu kasheyachut in kruchan aleve Shabbos. It can't be put up even if it had strings attached to it from Erev Shabbos. Psh! Big chumra. Yesh makilim b'zeh. And there are those, some though, who are makil in this regard. Now this whole issue needs some explanation. Because the Ramah in Sif Aleph paskin that if a machitza materis was spread out to width of one tefach before Shabbos, then it could be extended on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah taught that drawstrings, we saw before, are the same as a tefach. This is what we saw previously. The drawstrings are the same as a tefach that was open from before Shabbos. So what's the problem? Why should there be a problem with a mechitza ha-materes? So Prima Gunim explained that the view that holds the strings are ineffective to allow spreading out the mechitza ha-materes is built on the premise that strings are, in fact, not exactly the same as an open tefach. This can be seen from the fact that the strings are effective for the draped garment only if its roof is narrower than a tefach, while a tefach spread out from before Shabbos is effective even for an ohel whose roof is a tefach wide. This is basically goes according to the position taken by the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, that the strings are indeed effective only if the roof is narrower than a tefach. Again, the Shartzion points out that other Rishonim disagree with this. Now, the difference is that the strings, unlike a tefach that was spread out from before Shabbos, this is a shtickle lundus here, are not considered an actual beginning of an ohel, but merely serve to indicate that the garment will be spread out as an ohel, so it is not as though when we're putting it up from scratch. This is effective only for a weak ohel like the draped garment, whose roof is less than a tefach wide. It is not effective for a mechitza materes, whose ohel is so severe, right, that putting it up is actually tantamount to bone, since it creates a new halachic domain. Now, who is this view that says at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, okay, that even if it had strings attached to it from Erev Shabbos, that if it did have strings attached to it from Erev Shabbos, it would be okay. So this is the view of Tosefes Shabbos, who finds no reason to treat a mechitza of a teres more severely than the draped garment, and therefore he allows one in a case where if it had strings attached to it from Erev Shabbos, that you can go ahead and pull out a machitza ha materes, like for a third wall of a sukkah, creating a new halachic domain for Shabbos, etc. Yud Aleph, kilas chasonim. So now we come to the actual kilas chasonim, and this kilas chasonim was a type of tent. It was a decorative tent draped over a bed. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, permits putting up this Kilas Chasanim, provided, as we said, that its roof is narrower than one tefach. As we saw, Shulchan Aruch followed the Rif and the Rambam, who maintained that in general, putting up an ohel whose roof is narrower than one tefach is also mid Rabbanim. And the reason one can put up the Kilas Chasanim is because it was designated for that purpose in advance. That's the only reason why the Kilas Chasonim was allowed. Because if you remember, unlike Rashi and the Rush, the Rif and the Rambam in principle hold that it is a Ohel Arai. So the Shulchan Aruch in our Sif is going to explain how the Kilas Chasonim is totally going to be Mutter, even though we go with the Rif and the Rambam. Now, the Gemara there adds a further requirement. That if the garment or fabric descending from the pole forms perfectly vertical walls of at least one tefach below the bed, then it may not be put up. This is because those walls grant the bed itself, or the slanted walls, the status of a roof. So one has in effect then formed an ohel whose roof is one tefach wide. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to mention this point as well, as we will see soon. Enough. Here we go. Yud Aleph. Kilas Chasanim. This is the halacha of the Kilas Chasanim. She'ein begaga tefach. That neither has a roof that is at least one flat tefach. V'lo b'pachas mishosh ha'samach begaga rocha tefach. Nor does it have a space, a width of one tefach within three tefachim of its peak, which we spelled out. Those are equivalents. If it has a gaga tefach, or it has within three tefachim of the peak, width of one tefach, it's going to be the equivalent of a gaga tefach. Ho'il shehi misukenet lekach mutalun taisa mutal lefarka. So here's the yisoid. Since the fabric of the kilas chasanim is designated for this purpose from before Shabbos, it can be mutalun taisa mutal lefarka. It can be put up and it can be taken down, provided v'hu shalo tei mishuleshes me'al mita tefach, provided that it does not have a vertical segment of one tefach hanging down from the bed, which we discussed in the introduction to the sif, but we'll spell it out more in the Mishnah Berurah right now. But first we got to do sif katan mem and mem aleph before we get to sif katan mem beis. Let's look at sif katan mem. Kilas chasanim. Eitz echad omed l'rosh hamita. It could consist of a piece of wood standing at the head of the bed. Gavoa me'amita. It rises above the bed. V'chein omed eitz b'margolos hamita. And a similar piece of wood would be standing at the foot of the bed, umot nasun aleihem, and a pole resting on top of them. So you have this like pieces of wood, okay, surrounding both sides of what the like they're going to basically enclose the garment that's going to be draped over the pole that goes from each right piece of wood that's on both sides of the head and the feet of the bed. So he says umot nasun aleihem, you have a pole resting on top of them. Uparus al-mot vilon gadol, and a large sheet of curtain or fabric is spread over the pole. Ushnei Russian yordin mikanu mikan, and coming down on either side of the bed, okay, you have the two sides of the fabric, right? Kimin ol al pnei kol amita, forming a tent of sorts over the entire bed. Sif katan mem aleph, ho'il shehi misukenes, ho'il shehi misukenes. Since the fabric is designated for this purpose, peirush shechina lekach mevo yom, meaning one prepared it for the purpose from, right, for that purpose from before Shabbos. Now, first I'm explaining, you don't need to make any physical maisa to the vilon, to the fabric, as long as it's mentally designated. This is based on the Rambam, Chof Beis, Perek Chof Beis, Halacha Lamed. He compares this to the window panel, where we saw in Shin Yud Gimel, Sif Aleph, mental designation from before Shabbos is totally okay. So he says here, you prepared it for this purpose before Shabbos. Therefore, it's permitted to put it up in this case, even though it had no strings. Right? Even though it had no strings bound to it from before Shabbos. However, if it was not designated for this purpose, then it is Aser. Like those we've shown him, the afilu oel she'ein begagel tefach also lasotso b'Shabbos. That even an oel whose roof is not a tefach wide cannot be put up on Shabbos. Ela imkein hayachutin kruchen alem erev Shabbos, unless it had strings bound to it from before Shabbos, as we saw in the beginning of Sif Gnomer El and Sif Yud. Now. Let's now explain this last line of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Katan Mem Beis, where he says, provided that it does not have a vertical segment of one tefach hanging down from the bed. What is that? So let's see. Hatam, what's the reason? The kevan shehi mishuleshes mi'almita tefach b'zekifa la'acher klos ha'shipua. The reason for this is that since it hangs from the bed with a vertical segment of a tefach beyond the slant of the fabric, right, it goes as a slant, and then it comes down a tefach. Havalei hay tefach mechitza. That tefach is going to be a wall. V'kol ha'shipua shemima'al lamita nechshav l'gag. And the entire slanted area above the bed is going to be then considered a roof. So it is an actual what? It's an actual tent. This is, as we said, the approach of the tour, that slanted walls constitute the roof of the ohel, and therefore havi ohel mamish, and it's an actual tent. Miu mita di dunch ain't kilale chaperson ale asadin. With regard to our bed though, which has no tent-like covering above it, af alpi the nachis mipuria tefach, and on which sheets are spread, we have no issue of ohel, right? Leslanba, even though it hangs down one tefach below the bed, afal pi denachis mipuria tefach. Leslanba, there's no issue. Why atam? To hamashamunach alamita lo mikri ohel kevan she'ein chalal tacha. Because once again, like we saw by the tablecloth, the reason, right? The reason is because what is placed on the bed is not considered an ohel, since there's no space at all underneath it. There's no oil at all over the bed. The vertical walls it forms are just going to be tufel and batel to the main part, which is spread over the bed. And this is not considered at all to be forming an ohel along the bed. Ad kan.